On the air, a great day.
Open up the doors, fill up the stands. It's game time, and Hatchet Land.
He got it! We're going to the second.
Lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip off time. Enjoy the show.
Another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, the Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Hi, everyone. From Sullivan High School, we welcome you to Washington Lady Hatchet Basketball here on the Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9 WAMW FM, and worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dave Crooks, filling in for Dwayne Shake tonight. Steve Brothers is with me as we get set for the Lady Hatchets, 1-2 on the year, taking on the Golden Arrows, who are 0-3. And Coach Brothers had a chance to talk to our head coach, Gretchen Miles, and our interview brought to you by Purdue Farms, a proud corporate member of our community, and by Alan Bubalow, your local Edward Jones investment representative.
We're here with Coach Gretchen Miles at Sullivan High School tonight to witness the Lady Hatchets playing against the Sullivan Golden Arrows, and we're with Coach Miles here. And Coach, tell us about Sullivan a little bit.
Well, Sullivan started out their season so far with just a solid schedule. They played a very good Vincennes Lincoln team. They played an undefeated Clay City team and also an undefeated Owen Valley team. So just right off the bat, they've had just high levels of competition. They haven't won any of those games, but yet, like, they were just right in those games at certain moments. They've got a pretty young group, but yet the senior, the Duvall girl, has played varsity basketball since her freshman year. She's just a workhorse. She works hard inside and out, just a strong rebounder, can shoot the three. And, Sullivan, as Sullivan always is, they're just always a hardworking team. Coach Meeks does a tremendous job with them to get the best out of her kids, each and every year. And they're solid. I mean, they're very aggressive. They try to get you to do things you don't normally want to do. And at any given time, they're putting that shot up.
Well, you're right about Coach Meeks. She's been coaching here off and on for 2 to 3 decades. She's been around for quite a while, and her teams are always very scrappy.
Yes, I mean, she does a tremendous job with them. They're always, fundamentally sound. She gets the most out of them, and you just know every time you play them, they're going to play their hardest. Whatever their ability level may be, she makes up for a lot of it just because getting those kids to play at their highest potential.
Well, let's reflect a little bit about the Mount Carmel game from the other night. I know you don't want to because, games like that, you walk away and it leaves like a sour taste in your mouth. So we had the lead early. We had played a really nice first half, and then the turnovers got the best of us.
Right. I know. We always tell the kids, when something bad's happened, you got to get over it and think next play. But those are kind of one of those games that always just sits in the back of your mind that, that we lost it ourselves. We just handed that game over, and Mount Carmel stepped up and hit some big shots, and we just didn't give our chance enough a chance to score because we were turning the basketball over, and it just gave them more opportunities to put the ball in the basket. Then they got that momentum, and then you kind of saw our kids just kind of look around to see, who was going to step up. And just that kind of lack of experience really kind of kicked in at the end there to be able to step up and get that big stop that we needed or that big play on the offensive end. But we saw, you know, just a lot of positive things from the North Knox game that we have to continue to keep building on. And just keep developing the kids and just find that confidence. And they just – we've really got to find that composure and that poise on each and every play on both ends of the floor. Because with our team, like, our margin of error is very slim. We can't give up easy buckets. You know, we've got to be able to finish around the basket. You know, we've got to take care of the basketball. You know, just we have to really concentrate on doing the little things right every time to be competitive in games.
And your young point guard, Moody, has a lot of responsibility out there. So – it's kind of a baptism under fire for her.
That's exactly right. That's a kid that's just extremely coachable. You know, she is always wanting to do what can I do more, what can I do better. She always looks you in the eye when you're trying to instruct her and to give her something to improve on her game, and she just keeps coming at it. And we said, you know, this is part of the point guard position where you're going to get blamed for everything and credit for nothing. And, you know, the 95% of the time the ball is in her hands, so those turnovers do have a better chance of kind of adding up with that. But, you know, this week in practice was a big thing of handling pressure, and also we have a lot of kids hiding. Like, we've got to be able to come to the basketball. Some of the kids that may have not had turnovers in the previous game, you know, wasn't because they played a spectacular ball-handling game. It's because they never had the ball in their hands. And you're not going to make a mistake if you don't have the ball in your hands. So we've really got to find kids that cut hard, find the openings, and really demand that basketball and be on attack mode.
I think maybe sometimes they're looking for Jenna Johnson, and last time I checked, her head was buried in an anatomy textbook at USI.
Yes, that's exactly right. Just, yeah, a whole another level of learning how to study, and extremely busy with that kid. But, you know, that's just what comes with, you know, each year is just something different with the kids, and we keep developing the kids and keep them up and just keep them motivated. And they've worked extremely hard. This is a great group of kids that work well together, and they work really hard, and we've got to find that, you know, that basketball IQ to keep improving.
How's your injury? What is the injury update, actually?
Okay, well, with Elizabeth Stallman, she was able to do a lot more contact in game situations. She's still on that being out, not being able to play yet until about, you know, 8 or 9 weeks are up, which are coming up in the next week or two. So just getting her out there. Getting used to just the contact and getting up and down the court again. Just, you know, with these other kids we've had, they've had a month of basketball or more. She is not. You know, she's right back into kind of day one again. So probably in the next week or two, you know, she'll be able to start the games and start getting after it. Caitlin Davis just keeps improving every day. You know, with those hamstrings, as you know, it's just a day-to-day basis of just time heals. And she's been really working on strengthening them, just getting them healed up. She's been able to do more jumping drills with our trainer, Misty. But as far as contact and being in practice situations, she hasn't done any of that yet. So, again, with her, hopefully in the next couple weeks. You know, with both of them, it's not going to just be able to jump out there and play 32 minutes of basketball. Like, those are the kind of players, you know, that they were. But just building up with them and just giving that confidence with the other kids, too. And in the long run, too, she's going to make us a better basketball team.
Okay, and you have a lineup for tonight.
Yes, tonight we're going with Lindsay Moody, Caitlin Klingel, Callie Garland, Hannah Shreves, and Sarah Lewis.
Sounds like a winning lineup, Coach.
We're hoping so with that one. Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
And our pregame show, a service of Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones investment representative, and Purdue Farms, a proud corporate member of our community. We'll come back after we take this one-minute timeout. It's Washington on the road tonight at Sullivan in girls basketball on the Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Low interest rates can be challenging for investors, especially if you're trying to generate income during retirement. But rising rates can bring new challenges. Are you prepared? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. If the headlines about rising interest rates have your attention, call me today and ask for our free report. When will interest rates rise? Call 1-812-254-1340. That's 254-1340. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks, along with Steve Brothers, as we get set for Lady Hatchet girls basketball tonight on WAMW. Our prescription for success presented by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Bottom line, the Lady Hatchet's a target tonight.
Well, no question about this one, Dave. We've got to take care of the basketball. 25 turnovers the other night against Mount Carmel wasn't going to cut it. And we lost our lead and lost the game because of it. So we've got to just take care of the basketball, keep those turnovers down in the mid-teens, and things will look pretty good at the end if we can do that.
The JV game did win tonight, 46-20, so they had no problem picking up a win. So let's hope we can make it 2-0 tonight against my old alma mater. I actually graduated here, but it was in the old building. We didn't have this nice facility when I was here in 1982. So.
Well, yeah, this is a nice gym. It's a nice gym. And you were from Graysville, right, Dave?
That's right. Just west of here, home of the Greyhounds when they had their school going. And now we're going to bring you the national anthem. Let's take a one-minute timeout on WAMW.
The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers as we get set for Lady Hatchet basketball. Our starting lineup presented by Boyd Grain Farming and Trucking in Washington. First of all, for the visitors tonight, the Washington Hatchets at guard, a senior, number 15, Caitlin Klingel. A sophomore at guard, number 24, Lindsay Moody. At forward, a junior, number 32, Sarah Lewis. The other forward, a senior, number 42, Callie Garland. And the center is number 40, a junior, Hannah Shreves. Head coach is Gretchen Miles. For the Sullivan Lady Arrows tonight, they'll start three guards and two forwards, including a freshman, number 3, Reagan Holman. The other guards are a 5'9" junior, number 10, Lindsay Hatch. Also at guard, a junior, number 22, Sydney Akers. At forward, a senior, number 12, Ashley Dural. And the other forward is a senior, number 30, Courtney Craig. Head coach for the Sullivan Golden Arrows is Julie Meeks. I knew her better as Julie Rotrammel, her maiden name back in the old days.
And she was quite a player for the
She was a great player. And I got the call, the play-by-play, when I was in high school, bro. So I was the radio announcer on the local station in my senior year, and we went all the way to Market Square Arena for the state championship that year and fell in the final against Heritage.
Sullivan had some great teams there in the mid-'80s, no question about it. And she was part of it.
Well, players are ready to go. The Hatchets on their black traveling outfits with gold and white trim. The Arrows in their white outfits with purple trim. And we are right on time here, a little bit early tonight even for this tip-off, about 5 minutes early due to the quick pace of that JV game tonight.
Well, the JV, Dave, is now 4-0, and this was the second win for Coach Casey Freddy, because the regular coach, Lacey Higgins, has a newborn at home, and we'll be back with them next week. There's a bucket already.
Lindsay Hatch gets a quick baseline shot, and the Golden Arrows take a 2-0 lead with 7:42 to go in this first quarter of action. Washington with the basketball. It's off to Callie Garland. Garland, top of the key to Sarah Lewis. Lewis dribbles, head toward the lane. She'll pass it off to Lindsay Moody. Now to the left side, and a nice jumper is good by Kelly Garland. And we're tied up at two apiece with 7:22 to go in the first quarter.
Both teams in a man-to-man defense. Dave, one thing I noticed about this already is Sullivan's pretty small lineup, so our big girls should have a field day. I'm sure Coach Miles will have them trying to feed the post quite often against this small lineup.
Sydney Akers with the ball, passes it off to Ashley Durall. Durall down the baseline. She tried the jumper, but it was partially blocked, and the ball taken away by the Hatchets, and they'll bring it down court with 6:51 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2-2. Lindsay Moody with the ball. She'll push it down to Sarah Lewis on the left wing. Now to the top of the key to Callie Garland. Quickly off to the right side to Lindsay Moody. She'll bring it to the middle of the lane. Left side layup as she missed it. Rebound picked up by Sullivan. Ashley Durall hands it off and in the lane. A quick jumper no good by Sydney Akers. Rebound pulled down by Hannah Shreves. Here come the Lady Hatchets. Lindsay Moody down court. A quick pass to Garland. To the back court to Lindsay Moody. Now it's off to Sarah Lewis. Lewis's shot. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sullivan on a partial block with 6:13 to go in the first quarter.
Well, the last two shots have been kind of left-handed runners there for the Lady Hatchets. And, boy, Lewis was wide open on the out-of-bounds play, and they didn't see her. And there's the first turnover for Washington.
So Sullivan will get the basketball back. Reagan Holman with the ball. Now it's off to Lindsay Hatch on the left corner. Hatch to Courtney Craig. Now it's off to Reagan Holman in the lane. Too much traffic. They're going to catch her for traveling. Or was it a travel? It was.
I believe it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's full court pressure as expected because if they did any scouting, they know that we had 25 turnovers last game. Let's see if we can do a better job tonight.
Sarah Lewis gets it down court to Lindsay Moody. In the lane, she's open. Layup good.
Nice move by Moody.
So Moody will score her first two of the night, and the Hatchets take a 4-2 lead with 5:37 to go in the first quarter of basketball.
Moody's got that quick first step, which is just going to get better as she matures as a player.
In the backcourt, it's Lindsay Hatch. Hatch will pass it off to Ashley Durall. Durall, a senior, down to the right side of the lane. She stops. A bounce pass inside. Little five-foot jumper is up by Courtney Craig. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Hannah Shreves of the Lady Hatchets. Now down court for Washington, Lindsay Moody. Moody, bounce pass off to Caitlin Klingel, and the pass stolen, picked up by Sullivan. Arrows on a fast break with Durall, and she gets the layup.
Those are the killers, Dave, the pick two, the turnover and a layup on the other end.
Well, Hatchets will bring it down quickly. There's Lindsay Moody. She takes it all the way inside, but they're going to wave off the layup, even though she missed it anyway. Whistle blown. Foul is going to be called. It'll be against Courtney Craig of Sullivan. So Craig, the 5'8" senior, picks up her first personal. Washington, the inbounds play to Hannah Shreves. Shreves in the backcourt to Lindsay Moody. Now to Callie Garland. Garland, bounce pass in the backcourt to Caitlin Klingel. Klingel off to Sarah Lewis. Lewis to the left side. Garland puts it up, and she nails it.
Two in a row for Callie. Good job.
So Callie Garland has her fourth point of the night, and it's 6-4. Lady Hatchets lead the Golden Arrows. Sullivan with the basketball. Reagan Holman off now to Lindsay Hatch. Hatch in the backcourt to Ashley Durall. 4:08 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter of play. On the road tonight, Washington at Sullivan. Inside, little five-foot jumper. I think there might have been a hand on that.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Hatchets get it back. Down court quickly. We've got Caitlin Klingel. She'll try it up high on the left wing. She hits the rim but misses the shot. Sullivan gets the rebound. They'll bring it down court with Ashley Durall. At the free throw line, she fakes, passes right side to Lindsay Hatch. Hatch on the baseline. She'll stop. She'll get help from Sydney Akers. Akers takes it out to the backcourt to Ashley Durall. Durall to Reagan Holman. Holman, top of the key. Left side pass off to Lindsay Hatch. She'll try a three-pointer. It's up and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Lindsay Moody. Moody down court, two on two, takes it all the way. Layup good. Nice job by Lindsay Moody. She has 4 points, and the Hatchets have their largest lead at 8-4.
She's got a nice left hand there. She's not afraid to go to her left.
That's good to see. Reagan Holman down to the left side. She'll try a 10-footer, and it's good. So Reagan Holman gets her first two, makes it 6-8 in favor of Washington. Still full court pressure by the Golden Arrows. Washington down court to Lindsay Moody. Now an inside pass, layup no good by Shreves, but she is fouled, and Hannah Shreves will head to the free throw line for our first free throws of the evening.
That's where we're going to maybe do some major damage tonight. If we can get the ball into Shreves inside, she's just so much taller than everybody.
So Shreves at the line with 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Free throw shot is up, and she missed it. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Washington, where you can join their team today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Substitution for Sullivan in the game will be Carly Brown, a 5'2" junior. Next free throw shot set to go. Shreves puts it up, and she missed both free throws. We've got a whistle, and it looks like it'll be Sullivan basketball.
Substitution for Washington, Lily Durno in the game, giving Hannah Shreves a short breather.
Reagan Holman will bring it down across the timeline for Sullivan. Holman, a quick pass off to Brown, and she gets it back. Holman looks for help from Ashley Durall. Now it's off to the left side to Brown. Ball broken up, but it's picked up by Courtney Craig. Craig, bounce pass to Reagan Holman deep in the backcourt. And the pass deflected. Nice effort that time by Lindsay Moody. She'll knock it out of bounds in front of the Washington bench. Sullivan will have it back with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Arrows and the Hatchets with Washington leading 8-6. Inbounds play. Carly Brown back to Reagan Holman. Holman takes it toward the lane. Bounce pass, and she threw it right into the hands of Washington's Sarah Lewis. Now down court quickly, it's off to Caitlin Klingel. Klingel to Moody. Moody off to Garland. Garland up on the wing, right side. She needs help. She'll dribble away from her defender. She still needs help, and now the ball stolen. Picked up by Sullivan. Down court, Ashley Durall. Now to Reagan Holman. Holman off to Durall. Durall, her pass, it's deflected.
Boy, Moody's doing a good job getting her hand in the passing lane. That's several deflections already.
A minute 41 to go here in the first quarter. Washington leading Sullivan 8-6. Reagan Holman. Cross-court pass, and it's knocked away. It's stolen by Washington's Sarah Lewis. She'll take it down court, and she missed the layup.
Wow, no foul called on that. That was some contact. Bothered the shot, but no call, but it is out of bounds underneath Washington's own basket. So,
well, Hannah Shreves will check back into the lineup. She'll replace Lily Durnell. Tonight's game, a service of Gill Funeral Home, the first choice for family since 1872. And the inbounds play and a forced jump ball, the possession arrow pointing toward Washington, so the Hatchets will keep the basketball. Substitution ready for Sullivan, and they will send in Asia Pavlin.
Asia Pavlin. Unusual first names here for Sullivan. We've got...
Indeed. Well, the ball deflected by the arrows, but it's saved by Lindsay Moody. She went after it past the midcourt line as it was deflected, and a quick jump shot is no good by Washington's Callie Garland. Sullivan down court, inside, a bad shot by Reagan Holman. But the Arrows get a second look, and they'll try another shot. It's way off the mark. It's out of bounds. Washington will get it back with a minute 11 to go in the first quarter.
Well, the officials are letting them play tonight. Not many fouls called and a lot of contact. I will say Washington is doing a better job on the press breaker than they did the other night, as they only have 3 turnovers and with a minute left in the quarter. As I say that, there's a deflection out of bounds. Well, Washington's ball.
Less than a minute to go in the first quarter with a 2-point Washington lead at 8-6. Callie Garland in front of the arrow bench.
Wow, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that little shove, and there was no foul called against Carly Brown.
I think he just made up for it. He got a touch foul there.
I think he did.
I mean, that assault occurred right in front of him. No call. And then a little touch foul, and I guess that was a makeup.
Well,
right there.
I guess as long as you finally get it right. Inbounds play for Washington. Baseline to Klingel, back out to Garland. Top of the key now to Moody. Moody puts up a shot. It's partially blocked. Sullivan picks up the loose ball. Ashley Durall brings it down court quickly for the Arrows. A lot of traffic. She'll find help from Pavlin. Now it's over on the left side to Brown. Brown works the baseline. Little layup, and she missed it. And a rebound by Washington, and there's going to be a reach-in foul against the Arrows. It'll stop the clock with 27 seconds to go. The foul will be against Carly Brown. That will be her second, the team's fourth here in the first half.
Yeah, 14 fouls for Sullivan and zero for Washington. But that's okay. Okay, they're in their four across press breaker here. And as long as they take their time, they do a pretty good job.
Lewis down court to Moody. And inside is Klingel, and that ball is blocked. Sullivan gets it back. They're on a fast break down court to Hatch. She'll miss the layup, but a whistle is blown against, and the foul is called against the Hatchets. Let's see who they'll assess that against. It'll be Moody. So Lindsay Moody picks up her first, the team's first, with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sullivan at the free throw line, and they'll send Lindsay Hatch to the line. Hatch, her free throw shot. It is up, and it is no good.
Well, it's been 8-6 for quite a while, Dave.
It has indeed. Tonight's game, a service of the Donaldson Insurance Agency. With us, you're number one. Next free throw shot is up, and it's good. And finally, a free throw shot made in this game. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Hatchet lead cut to one. Washington down court.
Not sure we know how much time's left. There it is.
Sarah Lewis puts a shot up from the left corner. It's off the mark. That will end the first quarter of play on the A&R Home Center scoreboard at the end of one. Washington 8, the Golden Arrows of Sullivan 7. Back after this 60-second break on Memories 107.9.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers filling in tonight for Dwayne Shake. After one quarter of basketball, Washington leads Sullivan 8-7. Sullivan will have the ball to begin the quarter. It's off to Ashley Durall. Durall on the left wing. Now it's off to Ashley Pavlin. Back to Durall. Off to Pavlin in the backcourt now to number three. That's Reagan Holman.
Washington in a 2-3 zone now as Coach Miles is mixing it up. We also have number 22, Allie Barber, a freshman in for Washington, and Caitlin Klingel is taking a little breather.
Ashley Durall with the ball. Now it's off to Sydney Akers. In the backcourt, Reagan Holman. 7:19 to go in this first half of play. Sullivan being patient, but the Washington defense not bad at all. Three-point attempt. It was in and out and back in, and Reagan Holman gets a three, the first of the night for either team.
Shooter's touch.
Sullivan takes the lead at 10-8, and now they get a steal. Down court for the layup. She'll miss it. That's Reagan Holman once again, but she will draw the foul. The clock will stop with 7 minutes to go here in the first half of play, and that'll be against number 42 of Washington. That'll be Callie Garland. That'll be her first, the team's second.
And, Dave, that's what was happening against Mount Carmel the other night as Moody was dribbling right to the Coffin corner and got double-teamed and got stripped, and she's got to avoid doing that.
Reagan Holman gets the first free throw. She'll have one more coming. Next shot on the way, and it is no good. Rebound, well, a scramble for it. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Washington as the Hatchets had Allie Barber. She went after it and apparently got a hand on it.
That was a long rebound off a free throw.
So a three-point lead now for Sullivan. They lead Washington 11-8. And, oh, a stumble on the ground, and the Lady Arrows will commit a traveling violation. It was just a simple stumble by Sullivan's number 23. That is Cheyenne Rabelette.
Okay, it's full court pressure again. We just need to kind of take our time.
And the steal, there it is. Sullivan makes a steal against us, and the layup is up and good.
Time for a timeout maybe from Coach Miles because we're turning it over.
Reagan Holman scores again for Sullivan. They've opened up a 13-8 lead after Sullivan led, or Washington led, 8-6 even. And now underneath the basket, Washington's Hannah Shreve. She tries a layup. She missed it, but she is fouled, and that foul will be against Sullivan's Ashley Durall. So Durall gets her first, the team's fifth, and we'll send Hannah Shreves, the junior, to the free throw line where she's 0-2 tonight.
If we can just get that ball a little bit past the press, we got a 2-on-1 fast break, and it's going to result in either a layup or free throws, but of course we have to hit the free throws. 0-3 now for Hannah.
Hannah Shreves missed the free throw, so let's see if she can break this 0-3 streak.
She's been a good free throw shooter so far in the early season, but there's 0-4.
That hurts. And Sullivan gets the rebound. They'll bring it down court. Lindsay Hatch to Ashley Pavlin and a steal. Nice job by Lindsay Moody. 1-2. And Moody is fouled in the act of shooting as she misses the layup. And we'll head to the free throw line where Washington will try to get their first free throw of the night. The foul, by the way, will be against Sullivan, and I'm trying to figure out who committed the foul. They've not put it up on the board yet, and I missed the official's fingers.
We missed a free throw again.
We cannot buy a free throw right now. We are 0-5.
This one's going in, Dave. I can feel it.
Well, let's hope you're right, Coach. Moody set for the free throw with 6:19 to go in the first half. It's up, and he got it right. It's good. Finally, a free throw. 13-9, Washington trails Sullivan. Down court. On the left side, there's Lindsay Hatch. She tries it from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound by Caitlin Klingel, but now we've got a little foul called against Sullivan. That'll stop the clock with 6:07 to go in the first half.
And we're already in bonus now with early in the second quarter. So if we could just hit some free throws, we could maybe erase this deficit.
Sydney Akers commits the personal. So at the free throw line will be Caitlin Klingel. And Klingel set to shoot the bonus. Free throw shot is up, and it is no good.
Wow.
Rebound put up by Shreves, and it's good. Nice put back by Hannah Shreves. That makes it 13-11. Sullivan's lead cut to 2.
That's the first points tonight for Hannah, and she's been in double digits every game.
Pavlin with the ball. Cross-court pass over to Holman. Holman, top of the key. It's no good. And scramble for the rebound, and Moody going after it. She's got it. Lindsay Moody down court. And she passes it off. Underneath the basket, though, Sarah Lewis missed the layup. We've got a whistle blown. What do we have?
He's calling that over the back, Dave, and he didn't have a very good angle at that. Lewis was so much taller than the Sullivan girl that she just reached over the top and got it, and the ref was guessing over the back. So not a real good call.
5:24 to go in the first quarter. 2-point Sullivan lead. Lady Arrows have the basketball. Reagan Holman needs some help. And a timeout called by Coach Meeks of Sullivan. So a break in the action on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 5:16 to go in the first half. Sullivan 13, Washington 11. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMW.
Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
At Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. 5:16 left in the first half. Lady Arrows lead the Lady Hatchets by 2 at 13-11. Sullivan with the basketball. Reagan Holman, bounce pass inside. Layup by Lindsay Hatch is no good. Rebound picked up by Sarah Lewis for the Lady Hatchets. Down court, Caitlin Klingle on the left side. Too much traffic. Hands it off to Lindsay Moody. Her shot is short from the left wing. Shreves, I thought, was going to get the rebound, but it was taken away by Sullivan, and now the Golden Arrows will bring it down court. Pavlin off now to Sydney Akers. Akers hands it off to Reagan Holman. Holman looks around, trying to direct some traffic. Now she'll dribble away from her defender.
Washington back in the man-to-man defense after trying zone early in the quarter. But not much movement by the Lady Arrows at this point. Trying to get through a screen, and the whistle is blown. Could have had a moving screen there maybe, but no, it's a foul on Washington.
So a foul against Caitlin Klingle, and that'll be her first. Tonight's game, a service of Chuckles Convenience Stores. Fast, convenient, and always open. Inbounds play. Sullivan with the ball with Reagan Holman. Now it's off to Sydney Akers. Akers, top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing. Left side to Reagan Holman. Cross-court pass off to Ashley Pavlin. Pavlin back to Holman. Holman dribbles now toward the right side. Bounce pass toward the free throw line to Pavlin. Pavlin tries to throw it inside, but she overplays the toss, and she throws it out of bounds. Turnover against the Arrows.
Six turnovers for Sullivan and seven for Washington halfway through the second quarter. And here's that full court pressure again.
Callie Garland, the inbounds play to Sarah Lewis. A pass down court to Lindsay Moody. Moody, top of the key. Right side pass off to Garland. She lets it fly around the rim, no good. And a rebound, and they're going to call a foul against Washington. That'll be against Washington's number 22, Allie Barber. So Barber picks up her second personal, the team's fifth.
Barber's in for Klingle again, so Caitlin's getting a little breather.
Reagan Holman down court. Right side pass off to Sydney Akers. Akers on the right side, and oh, she dribbled it right on her foot, and out of bounds it went. So a turnover for the Golden Arrows. And Washington will get it back.
That looked like that play from Hoosiers, didn't it?
It did.
Dribbled right off the leg.
Sarah Lewis down court off to Lindsay Moody. Cross court pass picked up by Garland. Moody left side to Barber. Inside, little 5-foot jumper around the rim. No good. Rebound by the Arrows. They'll bring it down court with Ashley Durall. Durall off to Hatch. Hatch inside, about an 8-foot fadeaway. No good. Rebound picked up by Allie Barber for the Lady Hatchets. Here comes Lindsay Moody. Moody in the backcourt. Now it's off to Allie Barber. Barber stops. Heavy traffic. She'll find help from Lindsay Moody, who drives the middle of the lane, and she's going to draw a foul before the shot. It'll stop the clock with 2:46 to go in the second quarter, and that foul's going to be against Cheyenne Ravelette.
Dave, you got to appreciate Moody's quickness. She can dribble around people. And that's if she continues to do that, that's going to draw some fouls. She's going to be at the free throw line quite a bit this evening. Hopefully she can hit a few.
Lindsay Moody missed her free throw. She'll have one more coming as a team right now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are 1 for 9. 10% free throw shooting, bro.
Not real good.
Next free throw shot is up, and it's good.
All right. Maybe that's the start of a streak.
There you go.
13-12. Not much scoring in this game.
Sullivan leading by one with 2:39 to go in this first half. Sullivan with Lindsay Hatch. Top of the key. Pressure by Washington. Nice job by Sarah Lewis. And did she force it?
Timeout.
She forced the timeout.
Yeah, good call by Coach Meeks there.
With 2:27 to go in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's 13-12. Washington trailing by one. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMW.
The Black Friday sales event starts now at the Washington Chrysler Center. And now, through the end of the month, you can save big. Buy a new 2017 Dodge Journey for only $19,154 or take 20% off a Jeep Patriot, now starting at just $18,701. We have 15% off all remaining 2016 Jeep Cherokees in stock with prices as low as $23,134. It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. 2:27 left in this first half. 13-12. Sullivan leads Washington by one. The Golden Arrows with Reagan Holman off to Ashley Durall, and she tries an inside pass, and we've got a little elbow called, they're claiming. I see my broadcast partner's kind of shaking his head no.
That was on Lily Durnell, and I don't know. I'm not sure I like those calls away from the basketball where, you know, no harm, no foul.
Inbounds play set to go. That's struggling.
5 seconds.
It should have been, it seemed like. Lindsay Hatch in the corner now to Reagan Holman. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Washington's Callie Garland. Here come your Lady Hatchets. Lindsay Moody gets it across the timeline. Moody, left side pass off to Callie Garland. Garland. Over on the right side, the Barber, she's in the lane, and oh, she just scooted her foot just a little bit too much, and that's a traveling violation, so another turnover against the Hatchets.
We need to pound the ball inside to, Hannah Shree's not in the game right now, to Lewis, Sarah Lewis, who is scoreless so far in the half.
Reagan Holman's shot from the left side baseline is no good, and now a whistle on the rebound. And are they going to call that a foul?
You know, they weren't calling anything in the first quarter, and now they're calling everything.
They've gone wild, haven't they? Yeah,
Lily Durnell is going to be shooting the bonus, it looks like, for Washington.
Carly Brown committed the personal, and that's her third for Sullivan. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Freddie Energy of Washington, fueling your everyday life. Lily Durnell at the line. Free throw shot is up, and it is no good. We can't buy a free throw.
No. Sometimes that gets contagious.
Down court for Sullivan. Here come the Lady Arrows. Reagan Holman inside to Courtney Craig. Now in the back court to Lindsay Hatch. Minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. Off now to Poblin. Poblin in the back court to Reagan Holman.
This has been a 5-5 quarter, Dave. Not much going on.
Sydney Akers with the ball. Left corner now to Lindsay Hatch. Hatch to Poblin. Back to Hatch. Back to Poblin. Poblin bounce pass to the right side to Sydney Akers. Still in the backcourt. Off to Poblin again. Poblin tries to find someone on the right side. That's Hatch. She lets it fly from the right wing. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Lindsay Moody for the Hatchets. 49 seconds left in the first half. Moody in the lane, and she traveled.
I don't think that was a travel, Dave. She got into traffic and got in trouble, but I didn't see her move her pivot foot.
Well, you know, win some, you lose some.
I guess. I might have missed it, but, you know, sometimes when you get in traffic, the referee kind of anticipates a travel, and it doesn't occur. I think she lost her balance a little bit, but I didn't think she lifted her pivot foot. But who am I? I don't know.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Washington Chrysler Center. No games, simply the best deals. 43 seconds left on the clock. We're in the second quarter of basketball in a low-scoring affair. 13-12, Sullivan leads, and they have the basketball. Lindsey Hatch, top of the key. 30 seconds left. Hatch passes it off to Courtney Craig. Craig, top of the key. Now it's off to Reagan Holman. Holman off to Sydney Akers, still in the backcourt. Akers hands it off to Craig. 15 seconds left. They've hardly moved from that same area this whole time.
I know. Down below 10 now.
Lindsey Hatch, 6 seconds left. Dural with 4 seconds left. She'll have to do something. She'll shoot from the free throw line. It's off, and that's the end of the first half of play. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard at the end of two, it's Sullivan 13, Washington 12. We'll come back with our halftime show after we take this two-minute timeout on the Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9, WAMW-FM, Washington.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
McRib. Hello, you delicious sandwich, you. How long's it been?
9 months, 3 days, 5 hours, 21
Honey,
minutes.
Honey, please, I'm trying to enjoy my McRib. Wait a minute, how'd you know that?
Because I've been waiting that long, too.
I love you.
Wait, me or the McRib?
McRib is back. Try it on the new McPick 2 for $5 menu along with a quarter pounder with cheese and a 10-piece chicken McNuggets. For a limited time, choose any two for $5. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. We are at halftime where Washington trails 13-12. Lady Hatchets led 8-7 at the end of one. Our halftime show is presented by Goodwin Funeral Home of Vincennes. Call Chris Sievers at 882-5900. And with a look at your first half scoring and statistics, here's Steve Brothers.
For Washington, 5 for 15 from the field, 33%. And here's the stat of the evening thus far, 2 for 10 from the free throw line, which we're going to have to do a little better than that, Dave.
Indeed.
0 for 1 from the three-point arc. Klingel was 0 for 1. 1 offensive rebound, 14 defensive rebounds, and 9 turnovers, a bit too many. For Sullivan, 5 for 20 from the field, 25%, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. They are 1 for 4 from the three-point arc. They also only have 1 offensive rebound and 9 defensive rebounds. They do have 7 turnovers. Dave, when I saw the starting lineups and the size differential, I thought that Anna Shreves and Sarah Lewis were going to have a field day. They have a combined total of 2 points between them. So we're going to have to do a little better job of getting the ball inside in the second half.
Indeed. And, again, the scores tonight so far, Lindsey Moody with 6, Callie Garland with 4, and Hannah Shreves with 2. Sullivan is led by Reagan Holman with 8. Lindsey Hatch with three, Ashley Durall with two. What do you think Coach Miles is telling the team in the locker room right now, Steve?
Well, to continue to kind of relax a little bit against their full court pressure, which we've done a fairly decent job against the press. Most of our turnovers have been on the half court, so we've really improved in that area. But we're just not getting the ball into our scorers right now. Our scorers in this early part of the season have been Shreves and Lewis, and they've gotten a total of five shots between them and are 1 for 5. So we've just got to pound the ball inside. If we can do that and then hit our free throws, I believe we can come away with the W.
A reminder that Washington will be at home Tuesday night to take on Vincennes Lincoln. Lincoln having a pretty good season so far.
Yes, they are.
And we definitely need a lot of black and gold in the Hatchet House to cheer on the girls. So get there if you can for the 8 o'clock varsity tip-off. JV game at 6:30. If you can't make it, Dwayne and Steve will have the coverage for you 7:45 here on the Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW. And then it doesn't get any easier, too. Next Saturday night, they'll host Bar Reeve in a girls' game, 6 o'clock JV game, 7:30 varsity game. So a couple of big tests coming up next week for Gretchen Miles' crew.
Well, it doesn't get any easier. That's why this game would be a really nice one to win to pull up to the 500 mark before we go into facing those two tough ball clubs.
Sullivan, by the way, they've yet to score 40 points in a game. They've lost to Lincoln 32-46. They've lost to Clay City 38-46. They lost to Owen Valley 36-55. So they're looking for their first win of the season.
Those are three nice ball clubs that have beaten them, though.
That's true. Coach Julie Meeks is in her 14th year at the school with a 161-win, 142-loss record. And her 19th year overall, where did she coach before Sullivan?
I'm not sure. I think she may have coached Sullivan and then somewhere else and then back to Sullivan, I think. But is that 199 wins?
Yeah, she's one win away
from
being 50-50, 200 and 200.
Well, this would be a big win for her tonight.
It really would be. We're going to hopefully put a stop to that, even though I'm a good friend of Julie's. But, by the way, there are some other girls' games being played tonight. Crawford County is at Tell City, Eastern Green at Trinity Lutheran, Evansville Memorial at Boonville, the battle for Martin County going on tonight with Lagodi at Shoals, North Central of Indianapolis at Bedford, North Lawrence, there's two big powerhouses, North Posey at Mount Vernon, Northview at Brown County, Paoli at Austin, Perry Meridian at Bloomington North, Princeton at Gibson Southern, South Knox at Washington Catholic, South Ridge at Evansville Bossy, and Wood Memorial is at Pike Central. At the Paris, Illinois tournament, Terre Haute North taking on Rockville. The Putnam County tournament tonight, North Putnam versus Greencastle, Cloverdale taking on South Putnam. So that's a look at some other girls' games going on in the region. Here at Sullivan, it's a one-point lead, 13-12. Sullivan on top. Our halftime show presented by Goodwin Funeral Home. Call Chris Sievers, 882-5900. We'll come back after this two-minute timeout with third-quarter action on the Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9.
Buying a new Ford is more affordable than ever at Build Option Ford. Now during our Black Friday sales event, you can save even more on America's favorite brand. We're celebrating Black Friday early, which means you get an even sweeter deal with Black Friday bonus cash on new Ford models. During the holidays, everyone could use a little more spending money. Get Black Friday bonus cash when you buy a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
Your bottom line dealer.
The Kingpin Bowling Center Youth League will begin Saturday, December 3rd. The league meets each Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Teams will be formed to compete in a league-type format. $30 per person the first day, $10 each Saturday after. Participants receive a T-shirt and a pizza party at the conclusion of the league on March 4th. Also, don't forget the Kingpin Snack Bar is now open for lunch every Friday from 11 to 2 with all your favorites, including pizzas, drums, wings, fish, tenderloins, and more. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street, Washington, 254-0632.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Here's a score that we just caught. It's South Knox leading Washington Catholic 43-11. They're at the Birdcage tonight. That's after three quarters of basketball. And in the football semi-state down the road at Linton, the Linton Miners lead Indianapolis Lutheran 6-0. So good luck to the Miners trying to make their second appearance in 2 years at the state championship in Class A football.
Nice program.
They've done well. That was a big rival for me when we were at this school back in the 78-82 era, and Linton would usually win that battle. They were always pretty tough, like they are now.
Yeah.
Dave Crooks, along with Steve Brothers, we are at Sullivan High School tonight, where it's a 13-12 ball game. Sullivan leads by just one. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by McAllister Machinery. They're your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Also want to thank Pepsi Beverages Company for being a sponsor tonight of Hatchet Sports all season long. And we've got the big Thanksgiving Eve basketball game featuring Bar Reeve at Washington. Always a good night, the night before Thanksgiving, to come out to the Hatchet House. But if you can't make it, Kyle Cornelius and I will have the coverage for you 7:45 Wednesday night on WAMW.
Dave, if Dwayne were here, he'd say, you know, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter are the most important part of the basketball game.
And do you agree with that?
Well, it does set the tone for the second half. And you see they're trying to get the ball inside again to Shreve.
And she just missed the layup. Doggone it.
That's what they needed to do, though, try to get the ball inside to Hannah.
So Ashley Durall has the ball. Top of the key. Durall now drives it in the lane. She ran into a buzzsaw, and she traveled.
That was a travel.
Indeed. Tonight's game, a service of the prescription shop, State Street in Washington.
They're continuing with the full court pressure as expected. Let's see if we can just calm down and take care of it. Callie Garland in the backcourt.
Callie gets it across the timeline, but her pass is deflected. It's stolen. Sullivan picks it up. Reagan Holman down court. She gets the layup. And finally, somebody scores.
Well, you notice anytime we dribble to the corner here, it's a turnover. We got to quit doing that.
15-12. Sullivan leads by three. Now Shreves is open, and she gets a nice layup underneath. She's got 4 points.
Good pass from Sarah Lewis there.
15-14. Sullivan's lead cut to one. Arrows have the basketball. Reagan Holman off to Ashley Durall. And a traveling violation against Lindsay Hatch. Tonight's game, a service of Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Washington will bring it down court with Lindsay Moody. She'll pass it off, and quickly a jump shot is up by Sarah Lewis. She missed it, but Shreves puts it back up and in, and the Hatchets have the lead back since the early first quarter. It's now 16-15, Washington on top.
Dave, do you think Coach Miles said get the ball inside of the big girls
at
halftime?
I think she did. That makes the most sense to me, Coach. Lindsay Hatch in the backcourt. Bounce pass off to Courtney Craig. Craig inside, and a 5-foot jumper is good, and she draws the foul. So Craig, a senior, did a nice job on that baseline. And that foul will be against Callie Garland, which will be her second. So a 3-point opportunity for Craig and the Golden Arrows. Free throw shot is up, and she got it. They're much better on their three throws tonight. They're
right.
3 of 5 at 60%. 18-16, Sullivan by two. Moody brings it down court all the way, and she takes it right to the hoop for the layup.
Coast to coast, just like dribbling between chairs there.
We're tied at 18. Moody has 6 points, by the way. Sullivan with the basketball with Lindsay Hatch. Hatch on the right side. She fakes, Passes to the top of the key to Reagan Holman. Now Hatch gets it back. Oh, she lets it fly. It's a three-point jumper, and it's good. 21-18. Sullivan leads by three. Washington with the basketball. Down court is Lindsay Moody. Moody in the backcourt tries to set the offense up. She'll pass it off to Sarah Lewis. Quick jump shot in the lane is no good. Rebound picked up by the Lady Arrows. Craig down to Holman. Holman to the right side again, and Hatch lets it fly. It's no good. Durall gets the rebound. Now Akers has it. Akers right side to Hatch. Hatch on the right wing with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hatch finds Holman. 10-foot jumper in the lane. No good. And Shreves on the rebound, and oh, they called traveling on her.
Well, Shreves and looks like Caitlin Klingel both got the rebound, and Shreves took it away from her, but for like a nanosecond, they both had the ball, so they called travel.
So with 4:53 to go in the game, 21-18 is our score.
Hey, another turnover.
And a turnover, and oh, now turnover right back. Sullivan gets it right back. So back and forth turnovers from both teams. 4:42 to go in this third quarter. Ashley Durall. Durall, right side pass, shot on the way. It is no good by Courtney Craig. Rebound picked up by Lindsay Moody. Moody brings it down court to Caitlin Klingel, inside to Shreve. She missed the layup. Rebound by Sullivan. Down court, Reagan Holman. On the corner now to Lindsay Hatch. Hatch, she's needing help. She'll find it on the baseline to number 12. That was Ashley Durall. Back to the top of the key near the free throw line. Jump shot no good by Craig. Sullivan gets the rebound back. Now it's off to Hatch once again. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. Reagan Holman.
Allie Barber's in the game for Callie Garland at the dead ball.
Holman, top of the key, partially blocked, and it's short. Washington gets the ball back. Down court, Lindsay Moody. Moody to the right side off to Caitlin Klingel. Now it's off to Barber. She'll let it fly, and a 10-foot jumper is good. Boy, they needed that one.
They did. That was a big bucket.
And a timeout is called on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 3:26 to go in the third quarter. 21-20, Sullivan leads Washington. Back to Sullivan after this one-minute timeout on the Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters, only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. 3:26 left on the clock in the third quarter. It's a one-point lead for the Golden Arrows over the Hatchets. Sullivan will have the basketball as we resume play. Across the timeline, it's Reagan Holman. Holman to Brown, back to Holman. On the right side to Hatch in the corner. She lets it fly. Three-point attempt, no good. And it'll be a jump ball on the rebound, the arrow pointing toward the Arrows.
That was a nice aggressive move by the Lady Arrows, as it looked like we had that rebound and they kind of took it away from us.
Inbounds play set for Sullivan with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass, and it's in the corner. And did she get a piece of on that or not? Looks like she might have blocked it, but Reagan Holman missed it. Rebound picked up by Sarah Lewis. Lewis down court to Lindsay Moody. Moody off to Caitlin Klingel. Klingel Now it's off to Shreves. About a 12-foot jumper is up and no good. Rebound picked up by Sullivan. Ashley Durall. And the ball loose, but picked up by the Arrows. And a shot from the right side is no good. Rebound picked up by Washington's Callie Garland. 2:35 to go now in the third quarter. It's a one-point lead for the Sullivan Arrows. Sarah Lewis. Lewis, cross-court pass to Klingel. Now it's off to Lindsay Moody. Near the top of the key, jumper by the Hatchets, Allie Barber. It's no good. Rebound by Sullivan. Arrows bring it down court again with Reagan Holman.
A lot of missed shots here tonight.
Indeed. Early in the season, I guess.
Not scorching the nets in any stretch.
Inside pass and a missed opportunity underneath by Ashley Durall, but she will draw the foul. It'll stop the clock with 2:01 to go in this third quarter. The foul will be against Allie Barber. That will be her first. So at the line, Ashley Durall. Free throw shot is up and good.
Shreve's back in the game for Caitlin Klingel now.
Tonight's game, a service of the End Zone in Washington. Screen printing and embroidery personalized for your team and player. And the next jump shot is up and good by Ashley Durall. So that makes it 23-20.
Well, they've only missed one free throw, Dave. We've missed eight. So there you go.
So here come the Hatchets. They need to score on this drive.
It's with a low-scoring affair like this, every possession is critical.
It really is. Now you've got Shreve. She lets it fly, or Callie Garland, rather. She let it fly from the right side. It's no good. On the rebound, we've got a whistle blown and a foul called against Sullivan. It'll be against Carly Brown. She's got four fouls.
Well, Sarah Lewis got that offensive rebound. Now she's got two free throws, and she's looking for her first points of the evening.
Free throw shot is up. It's good. Well, we'll get that percentage going in the right direction,
right.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll like this goal better than we did the first half from the free throw line anyway.
Sarah Lewis ready for the next free throw shot. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound by Sullivan. A two-point lead for the Arrows. Down court, Ashley Durall. She'll stop at the free throw line and makes a U-turn and will dribble in the backcourt. Durall. Bounce pass to Holman. She lets it fly. A three-point attempt, no good. Rebound picked up by Hannah Shreves. Here comes Washington with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter.
One thing about the Lady Arrows is they're not shy about putting the ball up. They let
Indeed.
It fly.
Shreves in the lane, and she threw it right into the hands of Sydney Akers for the Hatchet turnover.
Found herself in no man's land, didn't know what to do.
Reagan Holman now from the left side. Jumper is up and a nice shot from the left side by Sydney Akers. That's her first of the night.
That's the biggest lead of the game, isn't it?
25-21. Ball gets away, but now it's picked up by Moody again. Lindsay Moody down court inside to Shreves. Oh, she missed a bunny under the basket. Doggone it.
That was costly.
Sullivan down court. And underneath, a quick jumper is good by Ashley Durall. And Gretchen has seen enough. She wants a timeout. With 34 seconds left in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Sullivan 27 and Washington 21. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMW.
With the latest in printing technology, the End Zone at 308 East National Highway can personalize any item you need for the perfect gift this holiday season. From a coffee mug to coasters to t-shirts, sweatshirts, trophies, and more, count on the End Zone for your perfect gift this holiday season. With the start of basketball, the End Zone carries all the area teams and can put your favorite player's name and number right on the back. From one item to 100, count on the End Zone in Washington at 308 East National Highway. Call 254-1895.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
at Sullivan High School. This is Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. 33 seconds left in this third quarter of basketball. A six-point lead for the home team, the Arrows. Washington with the basketball. Sarah Lewis off now to Allie Barber. Right side to Lindsay Moody. From the near the free throw line, jumper is up by Sarah Lewis. She missed it, got her own rebound. She'll try it again. She'll miss it. Shreves gets the rebound, and her putback is good for her eighth point of the night. And the Sullivan lead now at 4, 27-23. 5 seconds left. Durrell puts it up. She missed it. And that's going to end the third quarter of play on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. At the end of three, Sullivan 27, Washington 23. Back to Sullivan in 60 seconds on WAMW.
The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
The Black Friday sales event starts now at the Washington Chrysler Center, and now through the end of the month, you can save big. Buy a new 2017 Dodge Journey for only $19,154 or take 20% off a Jeep Patriot, now starting at just $18,701. We have 15% off all remaining 2016 Jeep Cherokees in stock with prices as low as $23,134. It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Okay, back at Sullivan High School, 27-23. Washington trails by four as we head to the fourth quarter. We do have a final from the Birdcage. South Knox 65, Washington Catholic 15. So now here at the Sullivan Gymnasium, Washington needs to get some points on the board, but another turnover, a traveling violation against Allie Barber. So Sullivan will get it back, and you just can't make those kind of mistakes right now, can you, Steve?
That was an unforced error, our 14th turnover of the evening.
That hurts.
But you can tell from what we were trying to do that we were definitely trying to get the ball on the inside. There's a long three-pointer.
Lindsay Hatch missed that three-pointer. And now, oh, Hannah Shreves had the ball just taken right away. Her pocket was picked. But now she gets the rebound after a missed shot by Ashley Durrell. Here come the Lady Hatchets. Down court, Caitlin Klingel. Over to Allie Barber. Ball broken up. Loose ball. And who's going to have it? Sullivan.
15 turnovers.
Ashley Durrell brings it down court. Durrell off now to Hatch. On the left side, jumper is up by Pavlin. That's Asia Pavlin. It's no good. 6:58 to go in the game. Washington down court. Caitlin Klingel in the backcourt to Lindsay Moody. Back to Klingel from the left corner. A three-point jumper is good. Our first three of the night. Washington has cut the lead to one at 27-26.
It's amazing how a made three-pointer can just change the complexion of the game.
Indeed. And the ball knocked away. It goes across the timeline. Sullivan able to retrieve it. Ashley Durrell. Durrell off now to Hatch. Hatch passes it off to Pavlin, gets it back, takes it down the right side of the lane, and gets a quick jumper for her eighth point of the night. And it's 29-26. Sullivan back to a three-point lead. Lindsay Moody off now to Caitlin Klingel. Inside. Oh, a bunny missed that time by Sarah Lewis right in front of the goal. So Sullivan down court. And Ashley Durrell underneath. Ball broken up. Now they're going to call a foul against Sullivan. It'll stop the clock with 5:54 to go in the game and a three-point Sullivan lead.
Again, not many fouls called in the second half. That's only two team fouls for Sullivan and three for Washington. Sullivan still has full court pressure. They're trying to keep the ball out of Moody's hands. You can see that they're face guarding her on the press.
By the way, Asia Pavlin had the foul on that play. So now Washington gets it back. Inside, we've got a lady open. 10-foot jumper by Callie Garland. She missed it. Shreve's put back. She missed it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Sullivan's basketball.
Dave, so, we're missing some shots tonight. We should be hitting.
We've missed a dozen bunnies. Yeah. We really have.
Hannah is having a tough night as far as using the backboard. She's just a little strong on the backboard tonight. The first two or three games this season, it was a little bit softer touch off the glass.
5:26 to go in this game. Sullivan with the ball. There's a jump shot by Hatch from the corner. She missed the three-pointer. The putback is no good, but a foul is called. It's going to go against Hannah Shreves. So Shreves commits the personal, and that will send Ashley Durall back to the free throw line where she's 2 for 2 tonight. Tonight's game, a service of DCH, Davies Community Hospital, over 100 years caring for our community. And she missed that free throw shot, so she'll have one more coming. This could make it a 4-point Sullivan lead. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So 30-26, Sullivan up by 4. Here come the Lady Hatchets, and Moody just traveled.
Once again, Dave, I don't know. It looked like she just lost her balance. I didn't see her pivot foot move. It's almost like the referee's anticipating the travel, and maybe it doesn't actually occur.
Reagan Holman with the ball as we approach the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. And a quick jumper, turnaround jumper, no good by Durall. Rebound by Washington. Down court, it's Lindsay Moody. Moody, top of the key, off to Sarah Lewis, into Shreves, and they're going to shake off the shot. Why?
He says it's on the ground before the shot.
So a foul against Ashley Durall. That'll cut the clock at 4:49, and the inbounds play set to go. Hannah Shreves, cross-court pass to Caitlin Klingel. Klingel off to Sarah Lewis, into Shreves. Her shot is blocked. Loose ball. We've got a scrum. It'll be a jump ball, and the arrow will point toward the arrows.
Good one there, Dave.
Thank you. Tonight's game, a service of the new Kingpin Bowling Center. They're on State Street in Washington. Here comes Sullivan. Down court, Reagan Holman. Holman off now to Asia Pavlin. 4:25 left in this game. A 4-point Sullivan lead at 30-26. Pavlin, inside jumper, about 15 feet out. She missed it. Shreves had the rebound, but now we've got a foul call. Let's see. It's going to be against the arrows.
You know, Sullivan's taking some wild shots with a, you know, a low-scoring game. A 4-point lead is fairly substantial in a low-scoring affair. And they're throwing up some wild shots with only 4:13 to go in the game.
Poblin got the foul. That was her second of the night. Here come the Hatchets with Lindsay Moody. She'll hand it off to Sarah Lewis. And now Callie Garland puts it up from the free throw line, and she got it.
That was huge right there.
6 points for Garland. That cuts the Sullivan lead to 2 at 30-28. Sullivan with Hatch, and inside a missed layup, but a foul called as Ashley Durall tried to take it to the hoop, and she missed it and will go shoot 2 free throws where she's 3 for 4 tonight. The foul, by the way, will be against Hannah Shreves. That'll be her second. So Durall puts it up, and she made it. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington, where they'd like to congratulate Steve Myers for winning the Art Bodie Award last night at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce Banquet. Congratulations, Steve. And the free throw shot is good by Ashley Durall, and that makes it a 4-point lead for Sullivan, 32-28. Washington with the ball. Sarah Lewis, inside feed, and oh, Shreves couldn't get her hands on it. Wasn't the greatest pass, but it went through her hands and out of bounds, and now Sullivan will get it back with 3:37 to go in the game, and a 4-point lead seems like it's insurmountable.
That's
the
right.
Way this game's been going.
That's 18 turnovers for Washington.
Yikes. Reagan Holman hands it off to Sydney Akers.
Now to Reagan Holman. Holman in the backcourt. Holman to Ashley Dural. Dural. I've been calling her Dural, but I think it's Dural. And the layup is good by Ashley Dural. And that may be enough to a six-point lead. We've got to think about this. I think
that was a weak defensive effort there by Washington. She just dribbled right around people. Coach Miles can't be happy with that.
Well, a foul called with 3:02 to go in the game. 34-28 is our score. Sullivan with the lead. It will be Washington's basketball at midcourt when play resumes.
That's the biggest lead of the game. And like you said, Dave, that seems like a bigger lead than what it really is.
Lindsay Moody off now to Sarah Lewis. Lewis to Callie Garland. Garland to Caitlin Klingle. Klingle off to Lindsay Moody. Moody, top of the key. Left side pass to Caitlin Klingle. Klingle back to Lindsay Moody. Moody, bounce pass off to Sarah Lewis. Lewis inside. Oh, a nice little jumper.
Nice. Nice left hand there by Sarah.
So Sarah Lewis gets her first field goal of the night. She's got 3 points. It's a four-point Sullivan lead, 34-30. 2:23 to go in this fourth quarter of action.
We need a steal here in the worst way.
Reagan Holman takes it toward the right side. She makes a U-turn. She'll bring it now to the backcourt. It's off to Sydney Akers. Akers to Reagan Holman.
Coach Miles pleading to turn up the defense a notch.
Holman to Carly Brown. 2 minutes left in the game. Two.
Oh, there's a near steal.
We did get it.
Callie Garland.
How about that? Callie Garland makes the steal with a minute 49 to go in the game. Washington trailing by four. Now, Caitlin Klingle lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound. They're going to call it a jump ball. And the arrow pointing toward Washington. So the Hatchets will get the possession with a minute 41 to go in the game.
That would have been a huge three right there.
Indeed. Tonight's game is a service of Thompson Insurance in Washington at 514 East Main Street. Oh, we lost the basketball. It just kind of got away from Sarah Lewis, and she got in an awkward position where she just couldn't get it back, and she lost the possession to Washington, or to Sullivan, and that's what, 19 turnovers?
Yes. Yep.
That hurts.
Yeah. She dribbled the ball, but Sullivan girl got her hand in there and disrupted it. So now Washington's in a full court pressure with 1:38 to go, trailing by four.
Down court, the arrows quickly get it across the timeline to Lindsay Hatch. Now Hatch to the left side of the lane, like an 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebound by Sullivan. Ashley Dural takes the ball to the backcourt. Now she'll take it back toward the free throw line. Her pass to the right side, jumper in the air, no good by Sydney Akers. Rebound by Washington's Callie Garland. Minute 12 to go in the game. Hatchets get it off to Caitlin Klingle. And the ball is what, stolen? And it's out of bounds. And how will Sullivan gets the ball back, is that right?
That was not a good call. They got in the passing lane and tipped the ball out of bounds, and they call it Sullivan's ball. That was not a good call. But the point is, we shouldn't have been turning it over like that.
A minute 5 left in the game. We're down by 4. Sullivan has the basketball.
We need a little pressure here.
Sullivan trying to get their first win of the night, and there's a steal. Nice job by Hannah Shreves. And now we've got a foul called against the Lady Arrows. That'll be against Sydney Akers.
That's the sixth team foul, so we will not be in a bonus. We've got a timeout by Coach Miles.
Tonight's game is service of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And a break in the action with 55 seconds left in the game. It's 34-30, Washington trailing by 4. Back to Sullivan in 30 seconds on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, this is Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. 55 seconds left in this girls' basketball game. 34-30, Sullivan leads by four. And it's my understanding Linton leads 14-7 in the first half in that semi-state Class A football game. So good luck to the Miners.
Well, Washington will have the ball out in the backcourt, and they have 55 seconds to do something about this deficit of 4 points.
Well, they're going to have to score on this possession. Lindsay Moody with the ball. Moody in the backcourt, tries to work it a bit toward the left side, up high on the wing. She'll lob it inside, and the ball's taken away. Well, they had to go after it, though, so a break for the Hatchets.
Yep.
Sullivan got their hands on it, but they couldn't get control, which means Washington will keep the basketball under their own court or under their own basket with 42 seconds to go. Now, inbounds play in the corner, jump shot. Oh, good one. Was that a three or a two?
Two-pointer by Garland.
Callie Garland gets a two. That's her eighth point of the night. Washington cuts the lead to two. 30 seconds left in the game. Sullivan gets it across the timeline. Reagan Holman with the ball. Now it's off to Ashley Doral, and we've got a foul called. It'll be against Washington's Allie Barber.
That's the sixth team foul, so they had one. Now the next foul will be the bonus, and I think Coach Miles is wanting them to maybe foul and put them at the free throw line.
Inbounds play for Sullivan with Ashley Doral. She gets the ball off to Sydney Akers. Akers hands it off to Reagan Holman. 18 seconds left in the game, and we've got a foul called. It'll be a reach-in by Allie Barber. It stops the clock with 17 seconds to go.
And it is a 1-1 for Sullivan, so no pressure here, Dave.
Not at all, but I tell you what, Reagan Holman is 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. She has 12 points overall for the Lady Arrows. The 5'2" freshman puts it up, and she got it. Well, now you just got to try to keep her from making this one, because you could at least tie the ball game with three.
Right. Yeah, this is a critical one here for sure.
Free throw shot up, and she got it. So that hurts. Timeout is called on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 17 seconds to go in the game. 36-32 the score. Sullivan on top. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School, this is Dave Crooks along with Steve Brothers. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Memories 107.9 and on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. Even got a few Sullivan listeners tuned in tonight as we're providing the only radio coverage this evening. So glad to have you folks along as well.
Dave, those were huge free throws from the freshman. You got to give her credit.
Indeed. Yep, that was Reagan Holman, who's had a good night tonight overall. She's got, 15 points? So,
yep.
Or 14 yep. points.
Okay, inbound, 16 seconds to go. We got to get a quick bucket here.
Lindsay Moody brings it down court.
Got to do something in a hurry.
Oh, the ball stolen. Threw it right into the hands of Ashley Doral. That's going to be the game. 5 seconds left on the clock. And they will throw it away. Washington will get it back with 2.8 seconds to go.
Well, that's a shame. That pass was right into the hands of the defender.
I just don't understand how that happened. Well, Washington, no shot will be made. And Sullivan gets their first win of the season tonight. And it's a big win for Coach Julie Meek. She gets her 200th win tonight against 200 losses in her 19 years of coaching girls basketball. The final on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Sullivan 36, Washington 32. The Lady Hatchets fall to 1-3 on the season. Stay with us. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk to the coach after we take this timeout on the Voice of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9.
I love driving 2 miles an hour.
That's Trisha. She's staring down a highway filled with construction.
You cut me off, you son of a wonderful woman.
But she picked up a one-of-a-kind Coke for just $1 at McDonald's drive-thru. Now she has a yay in her stop-and-go.
I love that horn.
Don't miss dollar every size Coke at McDonald's. Pair it with some golden McDonald's fries and turn the everyday commute into everyday yay. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 6363. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 6363.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back at Sullivan High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Coach Steve Brothers, where Sullivan beats Washington tonight by a final score of 36-32. Our postgame show brought to you by Sterling & Company, professional corporation in Washington. Let Sterling's manage your books while you take care of business. You guys got to share that microphone. Coach Miles will join us now for our interview. And, Coach, tough loss tonight against Sullivan.
Well, we just weren't tough enough. I mean, we just didn't come ready to play. You know, we talked about after the game that, especially on game night, how are you not ready to play? Like, you're guaranteed at least 23 games in your season, 23 times out of an entire basketball season, not ready to play. But we had no business winning this basketball game if it came down to that situation. We just didn't have tough enough kids to be able to make those big-time plays on each end. Rebounds, just getting the ball ripped out of our hands, you know, not finishing around the basket. And all that is just lack of concentration. The best thing for us tonight was just to get our stuff and go home.
Well, Coach, the big girls missed a lot of shots under there that maybe they normally would have hit. A lot of them were hard off the backboard, which is unfortunate. Plus the free throw shooting, 3 for 12 from the free throw line, 25%. Those were both killers.
Well, and, you know, in a game like this when things aren't going your way offensively and you get to the line, you got to put those in. Because that just slowly but surely kind of creeps you back into the game or hopefully gets you a lead there on that. But we just couldn't ever get over the hump. And that's just kind of where we've been so far this entire season, is just at this hump, you know, whether to jump over the top of it. But, you know, when we miss shots around the basket, then our confidence goes down, then we can't guard anybody on the other end. But that's what we're talking about, is that constant toughness all the time. When things aren't going our way, how are we going to be? You know, last few seconds of the game, we got to get a good shot off to stay in the game. We're right in it, and then it's panic mode. It's easier just to turn it over than to step up and make a big play.
Yep. I'm not sure what else to add, Coach. I mean, I know it's got to be frustrating for you because there were just some basic things that just kind of went off the rails tonight that shouldn't have.
Right. And, I think from the start of it, you know, Lindsay Moody did a better job being aggressive and going to the basket. Callie Garland stepped up and hit some shots for us. But then as the games, you know, went on, you just kind of started the wheels start to see just falling off. And as a group, you know, we talk about leadership and that – just that drive to be able to just make that big play, and everyone's got to rise to the occasion. We can't just have one or two. If you're going to step out on the floor, we got to have that kind of gut check, so to speak, that you got to have some ownership in what you're doing on this. And, you know, and we just can't put an effort like that on the floor, because I'm not going to watch it all season long. That's why we have, you know, plenty of other kids on the bench to be able to step in those roles. But we got to have kids, if you're out there, is playing hard.
And it doesn't get much easier next week either.
No, I mean, a very good Vincennes Lincoln team. I mean, a tremendous basketball team. Great guard play with the Haynes girl. Have the Hipster twins that can still shoot the basketball very well. And the Hines girl inside who can play inside and out. I mean, just a tremendous athlete also. It just doesn't get any easier for us, and that's not what we need. You know, we need to set the bar high and start you know, getting after things and starting to get better as a team. But the worst thing we can do right now is just, you know, kind of so-called throw a pity party for ourselves because, you know, that person throwing it's going to be the only one invited to it. But we've got to go to get better tomorrow.
Well, there were a couple of bright spots, Coach. I still think that Lindsay Moody is progressing each game. I thought she did a lot better job tonight, although she did have some turnovers, but control, you know, floor general type stuff where, you know, she was quicker than the girl guarding her. She was able to get around her a few times, and you can see her progressing.
Yeah, well, definitely your offense starts with that point guard. And she did. She made a little bit more composure and a lot better entry passes just to kind of get into the offense. But we still have a long way to go. And the biggest thing is in between our ears. You know, our worst enemy is not necessarily our opponent we're playing every night. Right now it's ourselves.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you guys will have a lot to talk about in practice, but we wish you the best Tuesday night against Vincennes Lincoln. Hopefully they'll be up to play the Alices, a big conference game, and, again, one of the better teams in our area for sure.
Right, and that conference game, and also it's our cancer night, too. So we're Vincennes and Washington always. Whoever hosts that game always puts on the cancer night, so always want to take that time to honor the survivors and also the ones who've lost their battle with it, too, because sometimes that kind of puts things in perspective a lot more in life. Than just putting that round ball into the hoop.
That's true.
So thank you guys for making the trip, and we'll see you Tuesday.
All right, Gretchen, have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Coach Gretchen Miles on the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation postgame show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with our final scoring, plus also pass out some of the awards. Let's take this time out on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Buying a new Ford is more affordable than ever at Build Option Ford. Now during our Black Friday sales event, you can save even more on America's favorite brand. We're celebrating Black Friday early, which means you get an even sweeter deal with Black Friday bonus cash on new Ford models. During the holidays, everyone could use a little more spending money. Get Black Friday bonus cash when you buy a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
Your bottom line dealer.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop. Fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Sullivan High School for a final time tonight where Washington drops one to the Golden Arrows, 36-32. Quarter scores look like this. The Hatchets led 8-7 at the end of one. Sullivan led 13-12 at halftime. Sullivan led 27-23 at the end of three. And again, the final 36-32. Sullivan wins it. The Hatchets did win the JV game tonight, 46-20. And, bro, look at those scoring and statistics for tonight's game.
Well, team statistics for Washington, 14 for 38 from the field for 37%. They were 3 for 12, as we mentioned, from the free throw line, 25%, which isn't going to cut it. 1 for 3 from the three-point arc, 6 offensive, 27 defensive rebounds, and 21 turnovers, which, once again, we need some work there, too. For Sullivan, 12 for 48 from the field. They only shot 25%, but they did get several offensive rebounds, 6 to be exact. They were 10 for 12 from the free throw line, 83%. 2 for 10 from the three-point arc. They did get 17 defensive rebounds, and they also had 14 turnovers. Individual scoring for Washington, we had three players with 8 points. We had Lindsay Moody, Hannah Shreves, and Callie Garland all had 8 points. 3 points for Caitlin Klingel on a three-pointer. 3 points for Sarah Lewis, and 2 points for Allie Barber. For Sullivan, Regan Holman,
the freshman,
who hit the crucial free throws at the end, had 12 points. 11 points for Ashley Dural. 8 points for Lindsay Hatch. 3 points for Courtney Craig. And 2 points for Sydney Akers.
Well, obviously, the coach a bit frustrated tonight, but I can understand that.
She was frustrated.
She's pretty frustrated. But hopefully they'll get the message, and they've got to be up for Vincennes.
Because yes.
if they play like they did tonight, you know, against Vincennes, it's lights out.
It's going to be ugly if they play like that, yes.
But hopefully that won't be the case. But we will pass out some awards tonight. Let's start with our player of the game, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your hometown REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Give Charlie a call at 610-0055. Bro, player of the game?
For Washington, it's Lindsay Moody. This is probably her best game as a varsity player. Lindsay had 8 points. She had 5 rebounds. She was 3 for 4 from the field, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And although she did have several turnovers, she cut down on the number from last game. And you can just see her progressing as the each game occurs. She gets better and better. So she's our player of the game tonight.
So congratulations to her. Our Ford Tough player of the game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, where a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, Hannah Shreves had kind of a tough night because she missed some shots. Normally, she would admit that she would normally hit those. She was 4 for 10 from the field and did have 8 points and 11 rebounds. So she really did a nice job on the board. So she's our Ford Tough player of the game.
And our high energy player of the game, presented by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Well, Callie Garland got some crucial baskets there in the second half. 8 points on 4 for 8 shooting, 5 rebounds, several steals, and did a really nice job.
Well, Coach, tough loss tonight. Hatchets dropped to 1-3 on the season. Golden Arrows get their first win at 1-3. And a learning experience, to say the least. And you hope that they'll just kind of turn it on next week.
Well, this is called growing pains, and you don't want to make excuses. But with, you know, two starters haven't played yet this year. So in the big picture, this is a good opportunity for some other girls to get some minutes in. And it will only be good for us as the season progresses, as those girls get more experience.
And the injuries, we're talking Caitlin Davis and Elizabeth Stallman, they'll be welcomed back with open arms, and it makes you wonder, can they be healthy enough by Tuesday?
Well, that's probably questionable. Coach Miles said that maybe another week or two for both of them. Maybe I think Elizabeth might be ready before Caitlin, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully Elizabeth can maybe get in next week sometime.
So get to the Hatchet House Tuesday night for the Vincennes Lincoln game. The game against cancer is always a big event, too, and hope you'll be there in person. 6:30 for the JV game, 8 o'clock for the varsity matchup, and then the Lady Hatchets will be back home next Saturday night to take on Barrie for a 7:30 varsity matchup, 6 o'clock JV game. So two big tests on the way for the Lady Hatchets next week. Meantime, the boys team will be at home for the annual Thanksgiving Eve game. Always good to see a big crowd at the Hatchet House on the night before Thanksgiving. Barrie, always tough. Hatchets should be pretty strong next year, or this year rather, with the boys team. That should be a good battle.
I think so. I hope so. And I'm with you, Dave, on the big crowd. It's always nice to have that big crowd on the opening night. It's a lot of fun.
We want to thank our studio producer tonight, Renee Lyle. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Steve Brothers, where, again, the final score tonight, it was Sullivan beating Washington tonight in girls basketball. The final score, 36-32. Have a safe weekend. Until next week, so long, everybody.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms,
The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy. Freddie Energy. The Donaldson Insurance Agency. Chuckles Convenience Stores. Thompson Insurance. McDonald's of Washington. The Washington Chrysler Center. A&R Home Center. Bill Dobson Ford. The Davies Community Hospital. The End Zone. Myers LP Gas. McAllister Machinery. The Gill Funeral Home. The Kingpin Bowling Center. The Ed Lee Mortuary. Goodwin Funeral Home. Sterling & Company. REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.